All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call our council meeting to order, April 14th, 2021. Notice of this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman Dean Domenico?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess?
Here.
Councilman Jackson?
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Here.
Councilman Chakoli?
Present.
President Randolph Sharp?
Here.
Mayor?
Here. Approval of minutes, council meeting and executive session for March 10th, 2021, and council meeting for March 24th. Entertain motion, please.
Second.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call, please.
Councilman Dean Domenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Chakoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Make a motion for the bill to be paid and then probably audited inside.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Dean Domenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Chakoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
All right, the following reports have been filed and are available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes: the tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Second reading, ordinance 2021-03, stormwater. Open to the public for any questions or comments about stormwater, ordinance 2021-03. Seeing none, close meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
Put the motion that ordinance 2021-3 be adopted on second reading and public performance form.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Dean Domenico? I'm sorry, Councilman Dean Domenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Chakoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Second reading, ordinance 2021-4, adding chapter titled Smoking and Vapor by title only. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public in regards to ordinance 2021-04. Seeing none, to the public, close to the public and entertain a motion, please.
Take a look at ordinance 2021-04. Be adopted on second reading and public according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Dean Domenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
Councilman Chakoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
First reading, 2021-06, to exceed municipal budget appropriation limit and
That is adopted and read on first reading, comes to point to the law, posted in the Borough Hall, and with the second reading being held there and entered as a regular scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Spitali.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2021-07, adoption of chapter 46, police department, section 10, qualifications by title only. Entertained motion, please.
Make a motion for first reading of ordinance 2021-07, to be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall, with the next meeting being held on next regular scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Spitali.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2021-90, activated for U.S. EEO. Entertained motion, please.
Second.
And a second, please. And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Spitali.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Resolution 2021-91, introduction of the 2021 budget.
Resolution 2021-91, introduction of our 2021 budget.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Spitali.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
Next up, consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough Women Walk and will be enacted upon one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this resolution will be pulled from the agenda and considered separately. Entertained motion for resolution 2021-92 through 98.
Make a motion for consent agenda, resolution items 2021-92 through 98.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman DiDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes, I need to abstain from resolution 2021-37.
Councilman Jackson.
96.
Yes.
Councilman Jackson.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
Councilman Spitali.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp.
Yes.
At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the engineer. Tony, you out there?
Out here.
Okay, can you give us your question?
That is the high school and park trail over there. Couple projects are designed, that will be based on the phase two. We had a kickoff meeting last month, the survey is complete, and our design is underway. Linden Wall Tour, 10-foot treatment site, those bids were opened April 8th. The low bidder was the Boca Water Technologies, I believe that might be awarded on this meeting. Last but not least, in the project construction, the traffic signal has been taken for a while, but still waiting to make the sign. And we stress test that intersection once school gets off, so that's all I have.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for me? Thank you.
Thank you.
This time, I'm going to open up the council. Councilman DiDomenico.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Minimum Police Department Activity Report for the month of March 2021. Total calls of service, 2647. Traffic accidents, 38. Community Coalition, 345. Traffic Enforcement and Stops, 314. Criminal Complaints issued by officers, 53. Summonses issued by officers, 107. Criminal Complaints issued by citizens, 41. Traffic Summonses issued by citizens, 1. And there is 49 investigations, and I have no new news on the fire department. That's all I have.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hess.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Regarding our library, we're going to have a Mother's Day craft, cake and make. It is a kit which will contain all the materials that your child will need and the instructions to complete the craft at home. The pickup day is May 3rd to May 6th between 10 and 3. And you will need to email the library or call her. Phone number 74-5602 or email library@lindenwald.net to reserve your craft kit. There are limited supplies, so you must reserve your kit. And we will be actually having the same kind of thing in June for Father's Day. That's coming up soon. But call the library and order your cake and make craft kit for your mother and mother's day. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Council President.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening. A couple of things. Our digital newsletter is available on the website. If you go under the news, you can scroll down to the digital newsletter and you can spread it for all your efforts in getting that together. The information to get that available on the website. A couple of announcements from the school board, Dr. Kristen, because we also include our school superintendent. So the school board website is an official letter from her introducing herself and what her plans are for the children who are well learning now. The Lindenwald Board of Education Legislative Hearing is on April 26th from 7 to 8. There's also a Southern Candy event that is going on at Lindenwald High School parking lot on the 6th.
Jackson.
Yeah, I'm over there, Council. So it's not much to add, except that I will say that the school has to use a reference to getting services for the doctor, which affects approximately 300 kids. So instead of that, we don't have doctors here. We're not able to get services, so hopefully some residents will get to step up and help us with that. And that's all I have at this time.
Justin. My talk to Jose at Commitment Community Church, you and I, who work in the same building, and yourself, and that they've been doing outreach to the community, and they're trying to put together an ad hoc soccer team. I told them we've got to go to what we have yet. We're going to propose a letter, but they apparently have adults in their church that are pretty decent soccer players and trying to organize something, so we might be a good advocate.
Yeah, we have them touch base with that. I really appreciate that because, again, a big program is bad and it easily affects 300 children. So it's a big
matter.
I did the number part. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Councilman DeBose.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a report for the Lindwall Public Works for March of 2021. We collected 765 tons of trash. We have not received the bill yet for the recycling, so we don't know exactly what happened there. Resident assistance, bulk items, 215, scrap metal, 55, no concrete picked up, 5 stones picked up, and 1 property maintenance. Number of actions, none. The sewer department. Sewer call, 238. Stoppages, 30. Main stoppages, 3. Emergency call, 18. Markout, 205. For Laurel Springs, we had 6 service calls, 6 stoppages, and 4 emergency calls. That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilwoman Sinema.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not being with the coronavirus, according to the CDC director, in the U.S., cases and hospitalizations are increasing, particularly for younger people. While the deaths are going down, the director is also encouraging every American to get vaccinated as soon as their turn is up, so we can begin safely taking steps to get back to our normal daily lives. The CDC has also revised, once again, their travel guidelines. So now people who are fully vaccinated are permitted to travel within the U.S. They don't have to be tested or quarantined as long as they continue to take precautions by traveling. Precautions as always, wearing a mask, avoiding crowds, social distancing, and washing your hands. Your vaccination card, for anyone who's already vaccinated or is going to be vaccinated, your card is very important to keep in a safe place. Your vaccination card shows when you received your vaccination, the date or date you received the vaccination, and the location. Make photocopies of your card. I know we're in the college, we're telling everyone to come through. Make photocopies of your card, take a picture of your card. Also, you can get your card laminated, and the CDC is recommending that you do this now. Staples is laminating cards for free at this time. So you can just get your card over there, and they will laminate it, and you'll be out within the city. For what I'm hearing, it's possible that we're going to need this vaccination card to travel, to get into concerts, sporting events, a movie theater. There's nothing in stone as of yet, but it's important to keep your card in a safe location. The Biden administration is also working on the vaccine passport. I don't have any details on what it will really look like, but according to the Washington Post, the passport is going to be free and it's going to be available for application on SmartStuff. And it's basically going to have a scan code, like you go to the airport with a boarding pass and they scan that when you get onto the plane, it'll be the same idea. If people do not have a smartphone, they don't need to panic, they will be able to print out this passport. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as we all heard, the CDC has put that vaccine on pause as of right now. The pause is because of the type of blood clot is not listed in side effects. A total of 6.8 million doses have been administered in the U.S., and 6 women between the ages of 18 and 48 had the side effect of the blood clot. These blood clots are very rare. The symptoms are saying are headaches, trouble breathing, leg swelling, and stomach pain. Symptoms will occur between 6 and 13 days after you receive it. But the CDC is not even sure if these blood clots are related to the vaccine or not, but at this time, instead of being on the pause until they have more information on what's available, I'm keeping everybody safe and giving everyone a vaccine that is going to work for you and not cause any other health issues. And at this time, that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that now we know we can get those cards laminated, because I was being told that I wasn't sure if we could or couldn't. Yes, I am, Ken. I'm gonna get mine done.
Yeah.
All right.
The CDC is saying to get laminated. I know some of the nurses at the college are telling people, don't laminate it, because if there was a booster shot, we can add it onto the card. But when you see her being drinking on it and the stickers on it, it's not really going to add much other information.
Okay.
So they're saying, do laminate it, and we get a second card with a booster, then you'll have both of them together.
Okay, thank you very much. Ms. Thompson, your words.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. The audit for our 2020 financials is officially underway. The auditors are on site and have been fully advised of the safety protocols when coming into the building, as well as while they are in the building performing the audit. So again, I just wanted to let you know that the audit is underway. And that's all I have.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to give the numbers for today. As of today, we are at 1,961 with 22 deceased. That's an increase of 124 since our last meeting. I cannot repeat this enough times, please. I know everybody feels good because they're getting their shots, but please remember, wash your hands, social distance, and wear your mask. I greatly appreciate it. Also, I'd just like to thank all of council for their phone calls and their condolences on my mother's illness. I know she's still here, but she's probably only a matter of days, and I'm very grateful for everybody for coming forward. So thank you very much with that. Now, with that being said, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments. Anyone in the public wish to speak, please state your name and address for the record, and we'll keep it to 5 minutes.
Hi, Andrew Perry, 637 Smith Avenue. Mayor, a couple months ago, I asked you about the policy or nepotism, and you had said that you were grandfathered in for certain things. Well, now I just found out that your wife is now part of the Parks and Rec Committee. How is that for not being part of nepotism?
Diane?
But it's a new thing. Diane.
She's been on Park and Recs for 16 years. They didn't put it in the budget. They didn't put it in the reorganization because they hadn't had a meeting, so they didn't submit it in the names that were supposed to be resubmitted for the amount of years of the year. But she's been doing it for 16 years. Is that okay?
Great.
She's
also with the library,
she's
the website, she's the
newsletter,
the public event.
She's a
thorough employer.
And the reason for asking a question like that to me, seriously, she's been here longer than I've been here. She's been here longer than I've been here.
It's all part of her job.
It's all part of her job.
All part of her job and what she does in the library.
As a president, everybody gets appointed that only part of like almost like your own circle. No one else in this town has a chance at anything.
Diane.
Brenda has worked for the borough longer than our mayor has been mayor. Brenda has been an employee here for longer than that. I don't understand what the issue is, why everyone has to be picking on Brenda. What she does in the library, the media, everything is part of her job. This is what she's paid for.
You're saying it's nepotism. It's not nepotism. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not nepotism, Diane. You can keep on all you want. It's part of her job, what she's been doing for 16 years. Okay, thank you.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
I don't know how many of the time of Anderson, 236 David Ness. And I just wanted to call call a little trouble last time. I called in for one. So I just wanted to say thank you to the mayor, to the board, to everybody that had a part in kicking off, the youth football organization, the new Lindenwall. I want to say thank you to Ms. Bridget in the library. She gave me a lot of good information, as well as the mayor. I want to say thank you, too, because you emailed me a lot of things, take precautions, we keep the kids out there. obviously from state and everything. So I just wanted to let y'all know, you know, personally, instead of just doing it through email, you know, do it, you know, on record saying, the Lincoln Charter organization want to thank you, I personally want to thank you, because we got our football registration open, we have to find it up, we have the Pittsburgh Cops going on, and also, you know, we have a lot of the neighborhood parents and kids, you know, very excited about that. We also partnered with the Love Lindenwald organization, and we're going to participate in the Lindenwald cleanup. And there's other things in the works, but I just wanted to personally say thank you. You know, not through email, not through phone call, but, you know, in front of everybody. That's all I want to say. Thanks to the board, mayor, and Ms. Brenda from the other.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I just want to say, I wish we could get soccer back. I used to be part of soccer organization, not part of soccer organization. My kids were part of the soccer group. And it was a lot of fun. And unfortunately, that people grew up and threw away, and the head coaches all left, and nobody wanted to take it over. Nobody wanted the responsibility. But thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I do want to let everybody know.
That's fine,
but I did want to let everybody know, because I said if the numbers started coming back up, we may have to relook at this. Well, the numbers are coming up in the mall, but I want to tell you, they're not in the younger group. They're all older people from 40 now that are having getting virus. So, I'm not even contemplating. My two grandkids are on baseball right now. One's out there right now. One's going to T-ball on other days. But I'm very happy to have everything back as much as we can. But we're being safe about it. Please, just keep it in the back of your mind. Please keep safe.
Yes, definitely.
Also,
I want to clear something with the flyers. When we put the flyers out, the $2 per kid and $5 per adult, that was really essentially for the people that wanted to play. I know I had to give a lot of money back because they thought just to come and watch. I want everybody to come and watch because I want to, of course we're going to be safe. I want this town to be more involved with each other. So it's free to actually watch the game, but if you want to play, you know,
that's a little bit of a
budget,
right?
But
Okay, so all you guys can do is take that test?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get those with you.
All right,
thank you very much. Anyone else from public with you?
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Dixon. I reside at 63 Whitehorse Avenue here in the world.
Hello, Ms. Dixon, how are you?
I'm thankful for our council and for our mayor and for our librarian. It seems like people are always popping on things in Lindenwald as far as our librarian and other things, but I think we're doing a good job, and I say we, I mean you and me too. So
yes,
I thank you for all that you do and keep up the good work, and I plan for all of you that we all pray for. That's my comment. Bye.
Thank you, Ms. Dixon. Bring my mom with you, please.
Where is it? Absolutely, Mayor.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Anyone else with a public question to speak? Can we not close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion for adjournment, please?
Second.
And a second.
Second.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening. Please stay safe. Please keep your masks on.